We've just been looking at the demonstrations on the streets of London there. What do you say to those protesters who, after all, might say, look, it was Western capital which got us into this mess. Why should they then be posing as the saviors of the world?
Well, first of all, of course, you know, I think obviously we have responsibility to a wider range of the electorate than just street protesters, but...
Blame then, the British and the Americans?
Well, I don't know that I want to be pointing fingers of blame. You know, we all know there's an underlying global imbalance problem behind this recession, and you know, we can't American consumerism, the excesses of American consumerism did get us here,
and, British.
And if we rely well and in other countries, and if we there's a problem that emanated from the financial sector, from a lack of financial regulation. I happen to believe I'm a conservative. I happen to believe in the long term we will see long-term economic growth from the private sector, but it does have to be a well-regulated private sector.
They're making the assumption that it was a lack of regulations that caused our trouble. And yet we had banking regulators, and we had SEC regulators, and FDIC regulators. We had a ton of regulations, and they failed. So they say, well, we just need more. Failed because the system of regulations can't possibly compensate for the errors that are made by the Federal Reserve in creating a monetary system that is just not stable at all.
The underlying problem, the dysfunction of the financial sector, must be fixed, and that is the number one job in terms of restarting global growth.
So you would argue, you'd be one of those around the table saying it's not a question of looking back and saying, look what we have already done, we actually need to look to the future, what more we're going to do.
Well, I don't know that I want to be pointing fingers of blame.
Should be on the Federal Reserve. We should have transparency of the Federal Reserve. They can create trillions of dollars to bail out their friends, and we don't even have any transparency of this. They're more powerful than the Congress. So they have no interest whatsoever at looking at the root cause, and the root cause is easy credit, artificially low interest rates, inflating the currency, excessive spending, excessive debt, too much taxes, and they're going in the wrong direction. And believe me, there's reason for the polls to start to be shifting away from the administration because they're digging a bigger hole for us.
Well, I don't know that I want to be pointing fingers of blame.
And they have no interest whatsoever at looking at the root cause.
You are in the position closest to observe what's going on in America. Do you feel from the point of view of the outside world that Barack Obama and his administration represent something different and perhaps something more positive?
President Obama campaigned on a message of hope and change, and it's clear that he's brought that aura into the White House, into...
For more now on the president's plan for regulatory reform that gives new powers to the Federal Reserve. Congressman, I was wondering if you might give our viewers and listeners your reaction to what the president had to say this afternoon.
Well, I'm not too excited about it because I don't think I see anything positive in it. I think it means that the interpretation of our problems is completely wrong. It's based on the assumption that we don't have enough regulations rather than looking at the root cause. And, of course, to me, the root cause is the policy from the Federal Reserve that causes the excessive investments and the malinvestment, excessive debt, and all these problems and the fixing of interest rates. When you have that, you get the bubbles built.
Right.
But instead of recognizing that, what they're saying is they just need, instead of looking at the foundation of the system, they're going and they said, well, we need more inspectors, and you can't fix it if you don't look at the real foundation. And then, to me, that's a sound currency.
Creates the problem, so we give them more power. It's fiat money that is the problem, so we allow them to double the money supply. You can't solve the problems that way. That's like saying you can take care of a drug addict by just giving them more drugs. And that's what we do here in Washington. We spend more, we tax more, we print more, we regulate more. We don't have any belief or confidence or understanding of how the Federal Reserve created the problem.
Well, I don't know that I want to be pointing fingers of blame.
The dollar
dollar now is worth 4 cents of what it was worth in 1913 when the Fed was established. So that tells you they're not very good at protecting the value of the money. So that's the obligation. They should protect the value of the money, not to be the counterfeiters. They're the counterfeiters of the world, and they're protected by this secrecy. Independent to them means secrecy, do whatever they want, spend trillions of dollars, bail out their friends, make deals with international bankers, with other central banks and other governments. No, they should never want to do that. We have an obligation as members of Congress to protect the people and to protect the value of the money. So to do that, you have to know what the Fed is doing.